If you know the rules of the scooter, 1-800-330-9999. Love to hear from you. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. Over the weekend, I'm at Mohegan Sun. Mm-hmm. The kids are playing in the arcade.
Greatest time ever.
Two other moms are sitting outside on the bench just waiting because that's what we do. And I watch one man come on a scooter, and he's a very heavy set man, but a younger man. But a bigger man.
A larger man.
Yeah. And then coming in the opposite direction
right. Is
a man who probably 102 years old.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Perfect. Classic gentleman. Yeah. Right.
And they're coming at each other in the scooters. So I hit my girlfriend. I go, now what's going to happen?
Right. There's no traffic light here.
Right.
It could be chaos in this place. I love the fact that you're people watching at the casino. I don't think I've ever sat on a bench at the casino.
Like, oh, it's the best.
It's the best time.
If I can't pull something or wager something.
I don't care for it.
Right. I don't even know what it's. I don't even see it probably. I probably just walked right over it.
I have a feeling you're probably one of the people that people watching. But anyway.
You're probably right.
So I'm watching them come out and they're about to collide. And the younger man, the heavy set man,
they're going
to
collide at 3 miles per hour. Right.
Two aircraft carriers.
He throws up his arms.
The older guy.
No.
The large guy. Okay.
He throws up his arms. Yep. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
That kind of reaction.
Same road rage incident as you see as every four-way stop.
The 104-year-old man has a blank look come over his eye.
Right. Blinders on.
Yeah. But they continue. I go, they're going to collide. So the older guy all of a sudden swerves, hits the wall.
All of a sudden swerves.
He doesn't even blink an eye.
It's going so slow. He hits the wall.
Yeah. But it just keeps going, slides against. He's like raising the wall.
It's like hitting the guardrail.
Right. It's
turn
like hitting the guardrail.
Four on a NASCAR race.
And he like, you know, he does like a quick jerk with his body and then goes right back to upright.
Right.
And doesn't blink an eye. And
he doesn't care about the impact of it. No insurance changes hands here. No.
Yeah. And the bigger man yells something,
right. Circles
around him, and continues on. Then I watch the older guy go get in line to get on the elevator, and then he reverses. Beep.
Right.
And he reverses slowly. Right back into a wall.
So it's no rules.
No rules.
It's like an enterprise rent-a-car. He doesn't care what happens to this thing.
Bumper carts.
But then I see the heavy-set man get off his scooter
yeah. And
walk up the escalator, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How did you get a scooter if you're fully able to get up and down? And
right. Then
I was wondering, are there actually rules? Like, can I just go get a scooter?
Because
right. Then later on I saw another man, and he was just scooting around.
Completely like, jealous, yes. I don't actually think, I'm sure that there's a policy or something written about, you know, scooters and what you're supposed to do and not do or whatever. But the question is who's enforcing it, right? Because nowadays we barely call people on something that's clearly illegal or dangerous or suspect. This seems like, this is kind of like a show within a show.
Nobody was
And they have that back of house show at Mohegan Sun. Maybe they set this up. Maybe there was producers watching this whole thing. You don't know.
No, I think that there should be like a driver's test before you take a scooter. Because you know, they could have injured somebody.
Right, clearly.
Slowly.
Right.
Or themselves.
Very slowly, but right.
Themselves. I mean, when you go around Mohegan Sun, if you see scratches on the wall, I want you to know that's
right.
What it is.
Yeah, rubbing is racing, man. Right. Rubbing is racing. That's all I can say.
1-800-330-9999. If you work in a place that offers scooters
they
to
all
your
have
consumers,
them now.
Right, what are the rules?
If you missed it a few minutes ago, we were talking about I was at Mohegan Sun, and I saw these two scooters almost collide.
Right.
And I was wondering, who monitors these scooters? What are the rules of renting a scooter when you go to big box stores or a casino?
Yeah, I'm virtually uncertain that when I go to like a local retail shop or whatever, there's nobody regulating these things. I see kids in these things. There's all sorts of hijinks going on.
Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, who's this?
Oh, this is Ray.
Ray, what is your experience about scooters? How are you qualified to answer any questions about scooters? Are you qualified to answer any questions about scooters?
Well, I feel that I'm more than qualified. I work for one of the biggest retailers in the U.S. and deal a lot with customer service and dealing with the public.
All right. What place?
Yeah. What's the
Well, one? I mean, I don't really feel comfortable disclosing that. I just work for a big company.
All right.
Somebody get fired. Right. Well, this is a secret. These are secret rules, Anna Zapp, here.
Okay. So what is your scooter policy at your giant store that we can't find out what it is?
Right. What's the rules on getting a scooter?
Well, I mean, we have rules. If the customers that don't really follow the rules, it seems if you can just get on a scooter, you can use a scooter.
So this would explain the teenagers that have run into me when I'm in the paper towel line or whatever, or the the bumper cars that I see going on at 3 miles per hour down the hall. These kids don't actually have real injuries?
No, basically, if you can get your hands on a scooter, you're going to use a scooter.
Right, and, but does your place of employment dispense scooters? Or are you just let anybody ride in on a scooter? I don't understand. Do people just come rent scooters from you? Like, do you have a selection of them?
Well, we have a few. I mean, many of them kind of get broke down, and then if they get fixed, they get fixed. It's the type of thing, if you already have a scooter, you don't need to slap a scooter.
Right, if they stroll in on a scooter, and I mean, I guess that makes sense. If they stroll in on a scooter, what are you? You can't stop them with that scooter. You can't release that scooter. You can't take that scooter.
Okay, I understand that, but if you have rental scooters at your place of business,
they're not rental. Just grab them.
Yeah, but if you just jump on a scooter, right? Do they ever abuse that privilege by racing up and down the aisles or possibly go outside into the parking lot and do scooter wheelies?
I've seen all things like that. I mean, half the time they take a scooter, and then if they're not clipping the side of an aisle, they're bringing the scooter all the way to the end of the parking lot until the battery dies, and then we have to push it all the way back to the outlet. It's uncool.
Right. I see.
Yeah, it is uncool. Ray from an unnamed retailer that knows everything about scooters.
Sometimes the scooters knock things off the shelves. Now, do you think it's the person on the scooter's responsibility to pick those items up, or do you just signal for help and send somebody to pick it up for them?
Well, I believe it's the person on the scooter, but you know, if they're unable to or just don't care, then one of the guys left picking up the stuff.
Have you ever policed the scooters? Have you ever been witness to anybody being kicked off the scooter or removed from the store facility that you cannot name?
Honestly, myself, I have not made the.
See that there's no rules, there's no tact whatsoever in this app. It's just animals riding around on these scooters at local retailers everywhere.
But is there a store policy like that if a person wanted to utilize one of your available scooters, there should be some kind of limitation for them to access it? Or is it just first come, first serve? You want a scooter? Jump on.
You mean there's a time limit that they have to give up the scooter to, if another person wants the scooter? I just want to make sure I understand.
I just want to know if there's rules of the scooter.
So they're in the deli line. Basically, the time expires and then the other person's got to get off. So what if that person's really injured? They just take them off in the hall. Put them down on the floor. Where they are. Time's up, sir.
So the policies do exist. I mean, these policies are not enforced.
Right.
I mean, but really, the only thing is you can use a scooter until the battery dies. And that's what happens more often than not.
Right.
Wow. People use it until the battery dies.
They move in on these scooters. They never get off of them.
All right.
Thank you very much, Ray from Walmart. I know where you work.
Is it Walmart?
I know where you work.
Does it rhyme with Stargate?
Undisclosed.